Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. No April Fools on an April Fool's Day. This is my pledge. Everything is as above board as it always is, which doesn't necessarily mean it's always true. But today, I am not lying when I tell you I'm happy to welcome Seth Uphoff to the studio. He is the Livingston County State's Attorney. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Todd. Thanks for having me this morning.
It is good to have you here because, obviously, politics have dominated the first quarter, but there's been a lot more than politics going on. And
that's
some
right.
ongoing drug forum efforts. So let's talk a little bit about what's been going on in the county.
Well, the last time I was here, we were talking about the heroin and prescription pill awareness forums that we were putting on at high schools across the county. And we put those on over the course of January, February, and then we had to end up finishing in early March due to the weather. We were scheduled down at Prairie Central in Fairbury one night when we had one of our ice and snowstorms, and so that forced us to cancel and reschedule, but we got people back and got the event put on in early March, and they were very successful. We had a great turnout at most of the events, and we had a lot of great feedback. Even though there were people who couldn't make it, they streamed some of it online, and so I talked to people who were able to watch online. I also talked to people who couldn't make one but made the trek across the county to another high school so that they could make it to another event that was scheduled. So we had a lot of great turnout and a lot of great feedback and people getting involved, and now the plan is to take it forward. This was all part of an initiative to continue moving forward to try to help with the opioid issue that we're seeing across the country. And it's here in Livingston County. It may not be as prevalent as other places, but it's still here, and it's something we need to be addressing. In the news, I've been hearing more and more, from the Office of the President of the United States through the Department of Justice and on down, there are more and more initiatives dealing with heroin and with prescription pill abuse. And so we're right on the forefront of that here in Livingston County and trying to stay ahead of the issue or deal with the issue as much as we can. So those events were awareness events. Now we want to move forward with trying to continue to do what we can here in Livingston County. One of the things we were promoting through that program and that we want to continue to promote is the P2D2, the Prescription Pill Drug Disposal Program, started here at Pontiac High School. And it's a great organization, young people who have gotten involved and who are doing great things that not only help the environment but also help the community and law enforcement. As part of this heroin awareness forum and prescription pill awareness initiative, these students have been getting out and letting people know more about P2D2, and we're going to be getting more disposal locations. This is the program that has disposal boxes around the county where you can go and dispose of your old prescription pills, and we're working on getting a couple of new boxes that are going to be brought in. Students over at the high school are going to help us get some of those decorated. They paint them and make them look nice, and then we'll get them placed around the county. We're working with OSF to get some of those placed. The first one's going to get put right out there at the hospital in a prominent location so that people know OSF is on board and helping us out with that. And we're also going to continue our efforts with OSF. They've volunteered to take all of these pills that are collected and dispose of them for our local law enforcement agencies, which will be a big cost savings and time savings for those agencies. As it stands now, they have to drive that stuff all the way over to Indiana to be disposed of. So if they can just take it out here to the St. James at the hospital there, they can get it disposed of, and OSF will take it from there. So we're looking forward at moving those projects along and continuing with our community awareness and working with law enforcement to continue that initiative forward.
And it's so important because it's just something, I got to be honest, till I started hearing more about it, I never even thought about it, because I think we all have something in the medicine cabinet. Now, I don't take any narcotics myself, but I mean prescription narcotics.
Sure.
There are some powerful drugs that are routinely prescribed for a variety of ailments. And if we don't take them all, they just sit there.
That's
and
right.
And I've done the same thing, and it can be a problem.
And, this happens in a lot of different households, but I can tell you that myself, growing up on the farm and sort of being frugal with things as often as you could, it was you used what you needed, and if you didn't need it, then you kept it because you probably need to use it later.
In case it comes back.
That's right. And that's not exactly what you're supposed to do with these prescription pills, but that's sort of what was ingrained in me growing up, not just with pills, but with anything, was, you don't have to burn through it all right when you get it. Use it as you need it, and then save the rest for later. But the problem is there's too many people that are saving the rest for later, forgetting it's in their cabinet or having people come over and go through their things. They may not even know it. You have a party, you have people over, and they go to the bathroom, they can be rifling through your medicine cabinet and taking pills, and you might never know. So we want to try to get those pills out of the cabinet so they don't end up in the wrong hands. So if you're done with the prescription, if you don't need it anymore, if it's run out, whatever the case may be, bring it in, dispose of it, drop it off at one of the local police departments where these drop boxes are. We'll be continuing to let the community know about more drop boxes as they pop up, and we hope people will continue to use them because it's very helpful for law enforcement. And law enforcement is taking this very seriously, and they're trying to do everything they can on these issues. And as they were stating at these forums, law enforcement is starting to realize they're not going to be able to arrest their way out of this situation. So another great thing that's come from these forums and this initiative that we've been putting on is some of our local police chiefs have been taking notice of some programs that are operating both around the country and here in Illinois. And they're a type of amnesty program where if a person, to start with, for now we're working with heroin abuse or opioids, if they have a habit, if they have an addiction and they want help, sometimes it's hard for them to know where to go or what to do. They may still have some drugs in their possession. They have the equipment that they use, syringes and needles and things like that, and they don't know what to do or where to go. And there are some programs that our local law enforcement agencies are looking at where if you really truly want help, you can come into the police department. You can, you know, set your stuff on the table, set down your drugs, your syringe, your pipe, whatever it is, and say, I need help and I want to get better. And rather than arresting you for having that stuff in your possession, they will try to get you into treatment that day. That's the goal, is to get you in that day, because if any time goes by, if you're given any chance to think about it twice, you may change your mind. So They're going to try to do everything they can to get somebody into treatment that day. Have somebody come and sit with them, stay with them so they don't change their mind, get them where they need to go. But that'll be the tricky part, is trying to find a location. Unfortunately, the way the budget is, not only in the state of Illinois, but many places around the country, services are being cut or diminished because there's just a lack of funding. So trying to find locations where you can get in for inpatient drug treatment on very short notice can be difficult. But through this initiative that we've been putting on and through these heroin awareness forums, we've been working with a Man in Recovery Foundation, and Tim Ryan is the head of that and the main speaker. And Tim is, his whole life now is getting people into treatment. And so he knows sort of the tricks of the trade. He knows who to call. He's got all the connections. He knows how to work the different types of insurance. He knows how to use the system to the benefit of those who need it. And so we're looking to see that we can partner with him as much as possible to try to see if we can implement some of these programs here in Livingston County. It's going to take a little while to get them pulled together and get them up and going, but I know there's a couple of police chiefs who are really excited about the prospect of trying to help people. That's what they do. I mean, police are supposed to protect and serve, and they want to help, and they see this as a way of helping protect people essentially from themselves. And so I'm looking forward to working with the departments on all the legalities, making sure that we've got all our T's crossed and our I's dotted so that we do it the right way. But we think that that can be another great outcome from this initiative that we've been pushing forward.
It does seem like it'd be a great program because, of course, when you're dealing with opioids, I've never been an addict. there are no April Fool's jokes with something this serious. But I do know that when you're dealing with that kind of powerful physical addiction, like you find with these opium-based products, a person could very well change their mind, because if the physical addiction starts nagging at them, biting at them, that's something that a rational mind can't really control.
Absolutely.
You're an addict.
You're right. And so you don't want to say, hey, that's great that you want help. Come back in 3 days and we'll get you in somewhere, because you know in that 3 days something is going to go wrong. Mm-hmm. And so you want to seize the moment. You want to strike while the iron is hot. If they come in, they say they want help, they've gotten themselves to that point, you want to get them to a location where they can start getting that help ASAP.
And as you say, get them away from the fear of prosecution and more concerned about
getting
off the drugs.
Getting themselves helped, yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great program, Seth. We'll have you in and we'll get some updates as we go along.
We're looking forward to it. I appreciate the opportunity to help spread the word about it, Todd. This has been a great way for us to get the word out to the community and let the community know that we are working at it. It's a problem. It's one we're trying to address, and we're constantly working at it to try to make this a better place to live.
Seth Uphoff is the Livingston County State's Attorney. Thanks for coming in.
Todd, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.